what are the concerns of the church? I guess what you might be saying is, what are the concerns particular facing the new Holy Father? Is that the idea? The Holy Father, of course, comes from Argentina. And that just highlights for us the fact that the church is such a global, such a universal institution, a body of people, of spirituality. If you look at it from the standpoint of Argentina, they've had tremendous cultural changes there, particularly in recent years, that the Holy Father has confronted as we are confronting them here. I think that's one of the things, the tremendous wave of secularization that's going on throughout the world right now. The Holy Father will be confronting those kinds of issues. But there are so many issues out there. How can we pick one over another? The need to continue to foster education and that love for faith among our young people. So many of our young people drifting away. To have a Holy Father who is attractive and in touch with young people. We're aware of the declining mass attendance throughout the world, and particularly in the industrialized countries. Parts of the world where the church is under stress in terms of oppression, in terms of violence, the Holy Father has those concerns. There are so many different concerns that the Holy Father is going to have on his plate that we simply need to be praying for him and standing with him joyfully as he begins to confront them. The question is, how will the Holy Father make the overall image of the church better? Obviously, everything that can be said right now is in a certain sense a very quick snapshot right at the beginning. But we have in Pope Francis I, a man who by all accounts has lived and exuded an element of humility, a tremendous life of humility, living his poverty, living in a very simple way in Buenos Aires, by some accounts taking his bicycle to work or taking the metro to work, whatever it was that he was doing. The image of the church is always that of Jesus Christ. And I wonder if what's really the first message here from Pope Francis I is a real return again to Jesus Christ. We know of all of the difficulties. We know of all of the challenges. We've just talked about several of those. And yet, here's a man faithful to the gospel, faithful to our Catholic faith. He is known to be completely faithful with everything that the church teaches and lives and loves, fidelity to Christ. But that image of simplicity and that image of humility is perhaps a call to all of us to return again to Christ and to how it is that Christ came to live and to be among us. There's some question, as I understand it, taking the name Francis, one might perhaps think right away that it's Francis of Assisi, and perhaps it is. But as a Jesuit, it might be Francis Xavier. So we'll have to wait and see, and perhaps the Holy Father himself will clarify, which is the Francis, or is it both? Do we have to choose? But if he goes with Francis of Assisi, one of the most attractive figures in the history of the church, living that simplicity, that joy, living even his sorrows, was Francis of Assisi. Francis Xavier reaching out to the world, that tremendous missionary, taking the love of Christ and saying, I can't just keep it here. I have to go and spend myself among others to bring the knowledge of Christ to the world. So if we talk about what is the image of the church that is going to come out of this, obviously that'll play out over time. But for a first thought, a first effort, I would say maybe it's a combination of Francis of Assisi and Francis Xavier. And maybe he'll correct me which one it is when he gets a chance to answer the question. What does it mean that we have the first Jesuit pope? I think, again, what it means is that the church, the Catholic Church, is made up of many, many different elements that come together. One of them is the element of religious life. And so we now have a pope who is from a religious order. I was thinking on the way over, I didn't have time to do some research to see when was the last time that we had a pope who came from a religious order. But the religious orders are a part of the life of the church. And so the fact that we have a Jesuit, a member of the religious order, when you think of the proud tradition of the Jesuits coming out of the period of the post-Reformation, their total dedication to the papacy, the particular extra promise that a number of the Jesuits take of total fidelity to the Holy Father, to the successor to Peter. There are so many different aspects of this that simply are another contribution to the life of the church. In some ways, I think it plays off of saying, what does it mean that he is from Argentina? And again, you could say the culture, the personality, the history of Argentina. What did it mean that Benedict came from Germany? What did it mean that John Paul came from Poland? All of these things are a drawing in, a drawing together of the reality of the church. And that's a real good lesson for us as Americans, because we so tend to look at the church, at the world, from where we sit. And where we sit is often in an American point of view, in an American chair. And this is simply a reminder again and again that there are other parts of the world that have a richness to offer, and they have a richness to offer to us and to our faith. What will I be telling people in the diocese, and how will we be affected here? I was struck a little bit in watching the announcement, because it seemed like there was for a moment a kind of a great silence that fell over the crowd in St. Peter's. And I think there was that first reaction of that's not what we were expecting. And it was followed very quickly, very shortly, by the joy and the spontaneity that we've seen. And it was quite moving, wasn't it, to see the figure of the Holy Father, again, this man who is known for such humility, to be standing on the balcony in front of that wave of humanity and seeming to be almost overcome by the enormity of the moment. Well, I think there's something of ourselves in the people in the square. I think everyone, in a sense, took a little bit of a breath, because there were probably some other names that were more prepared to be received. And yet now comes the joy. Now comes, think about that, Francis I. Think about the humility. Think about the doctrinal fidelity. Think about the fact that he's a Jesuit. Think about this is the first pope from the New World. All of the history of firsts that are coming together here, and the fact that this is the year of faith. So we've got so many different elements to come together. And again, we're obviously trying to offer reflections in the first hour or hour and a half of what we hope to be frankly, a long and glorious pontificate. I found out, like everyone else, I was watching television. It was, I thought we were down to that last maybe 20-minute window, and that it, most likely we were going to be doing something like this tomorrow, so I was caught by surprise watching television to see that. Well, with that, if there are no other questions, again, I thank everybody for coming, and again, I just can't say enough on my own behalf what a great joy this day is for the church, and certainly on behalf of the Diocese of Rockford, our prayers, our love for our new Holy Father, Pope Francis I. Thank you all for coming.